mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers, highs in the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is William Wallace with my show, William Wallace for America. And tonight I'm broadcasting live from the studios of WGSO 990 AM, where we're going to do a show tonight talking about how COVID is affecting everybody in their lives. And I know some of this is common sense, and some of this might make you think, I've heard it all before, but we're going to get a little bit deeper into that. We're going to discuss, some different things, some different statistics, some different points of view, different just generalizations in some cases that some people aren't paying attention to and some people have forgotten, because when all this hit, you know, everybody, you know, panicked and hunkered down a lot of things happened without you realizing it. And then now that we're kind of coming out of it and some people are resisting it more, there's more things that are unveiled. But we're going to talk about that. And also, we're going to talk about things that you can do and how you can be helped. And I'm going to announce a guest here in just a second after I tell you this story that kind of brought me to want to do a show like this, even though it's even though some of it's non-political, some of it's very political, because as we all know, in my show is dedicated to freedoms and liberties, and I really believe that a lot of elected officials are stealing, or let's just say manipulating, our freedoms and liberties because of COVID. So this past week, I have an acquaintance, a person that I know well on radio and in the Twitter, Facebook world, however you want to put it, an associate of mine, somebody that if I lived near him, I'd probably be more of a friend. But unfortunately, because of distance, we didn't get to keep in touch that often. And, you know, but I followed him on regularly on his social media and his rantings and stuff like that. And a very pro-American guy, Tom O'Halloran was his name. You look him up. He committed suicide last week. And while his story, as he told it, was not as much COVID-related, more about repercussions of his divorce and his wife leaving and low economy and making less money and things just getting harder, everything happened in his life. All this bad stuff was happening. I mean, during this whole COVID thing, I mean, the man before COVID had lost like 100-something pounds, and you know, things were looking good, and then COVID hit, and it just kind of seems that there's a lot of cases of things that we don't realize are COVID related, but just kind of coincidentally, I'm air quoting there, happened during COVID. And so what can we do? Well, as you know, during the beginning of all this, I did a lot of shows dedicated to helping small businesses. During the whole COVID thing, I have done a lot of free advertising for businesses. And now that we're kind of coming out of it and businesses are finding a way, I personally am still trying to help businesses, but I'm trying to doing it in a way because, of course, I'm a small business too, where I'm doing advertising below cost and doing below cost advertising to be able to help businesses. And, you know, we're all in it together. So I make a lot less, zero profit. I'm still losing money on some of it, but, you know, keeps money coming in for me, and it keeps money coming in for other businesses because it's something that we can all do to help each other in this. And I want to bring on my guest right now, Captain Black. Many of you know him, we've had him before, but Captain is doing some things differently right now to help the community, and I want to talk about that with him. Captain Black, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Good evening, one and all.
Yeah, well, Captain, you're doing some things. You've kind of changed the name of your platform, and you're kind of doing some things differently. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about that. What did you change the name of your platform to? And tell us about what you're doing to help the community.
Well, sure. Let's face it. We've got about 40 million people unemployed, and if we bring it closer to home, our service economy, intensive economy, is essentially on life support. I would estimate out of my immediate circle of people I know who do direct service related work, about 95% of them are unemployed, with the other percentage, we'll say 2% have been unaffected, and then the other remaining 3% are operating at drastically reduced hours. I mean, one friend I know is working 20 hours a week just to try to hang on.
I mean, is it? Can she work more, or is that all they're offering her?
No, that's all they got. Because before that, it was 0 hours because her primary job was closed, and this particular job was giving her regular hours. But then, in the wake of, we'll just say, government adjustments, they had to cut back their workforce and they had to cut back their hours. So she's actually, in this new environment, lucky to even be there. I mean, this is what we're facing. And I tell people, it's not your fault, but it is your future. None of us woke up in March or April and said, well, it's a beautiful day. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to close my business, and I'm just going to chill out until January 1st and just see how it goes.
Just how it goes.
No, that's not what happened. And I want people to understand, and for a lot of working folks, as you know, it's very hard to accept the fact that you're sitting home, a home that might be behind on the mortgage payments, a home that might be behind on the rent. And you're saying to yourself, last year this time, I was getting up and going to work. I was getting up and opening my business. People are having a very difficult time reconciling going from whatever you were making to zero, and is not anything that you consciously did. I was a friend of Tom's also. Tom and another friend of mine committed suicide last week at the beginning of the pandemic, in the summertime. Another friend committed suicide. And, you know, people could say, because, you know, one person, because I talked to a lot of people about this, well, you know, I'm sorry this happened, but we can't say it's COVID related. I mean, look, economies are not like light switches. When you turn them off, the first big shutdown that the feds and the governors and the mayors mandated, well, guess what? A lot of people's individual budgets and business budgets have not recovered from the first shutdown, let alone any subsequent restrictions and or shutdowns that your state, your county or parish, or your municipal government has mandated. And unfortunately, we're not robots. So all of this dislocation and negative feedback is wearing on people.
And you know, I want to point out, Captain, something to that point, you know, it's wearing on people. Mm-hmm. And a lot, you know, people are struggling financially to pay their bills during this time. But what you don't really think about is, you know, even when people are working a lot, maybe they're struggling a little bit, maybe they're having some hard times, but they all end up having a little bit of money to go do some things that relax, you know, whether it's go grab something, you know, a coffee, or maybe go walk around a festival. Now, not only do we not have the festivals, you don't have the extra money to not only pay your bills, but you don't even have extra money to go do something different or even find a location. And those were stress relievers mm-hmm. for people, and we don't have that in our community right now.
No, we don't. And again, I'm not speaking theoretically, because as you know, and perhaps the listeners don't know, I was fired in April. And my security consulting, I was doing roughly maybe 60, 70 hours a week. So when you go from that level of commitment to zero, one has to readjust. And remember, the average American has about $1,500 in savings. If you have children, depending on what your debt to income ratio was before all this stuff started, we're looking at some pretty rough times.
Captain, you mentioned, you know, how you got laid off, mm-hmm. and you seem to have a lot of insight. Is there anything that you can offer, anything that you're doing to help people during this time? It sounds like you have a little bit of, you know, not that you're a I'm air quoting again, pro at anything, but it does seem to sound like you have a lot of advice to give.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I spent a lot of time with the security consulting, motivating and mobilizing people. It seems in this particular era, and we don't know the end point to it, that motivating and mobilizing people is even more key now. You know, we're talking to folks now who don't know if they're going to be able to have a roof over their heads. And, you know, we can't use the old metrics. You know, in the old, you know,
right.
before all this happened, you could say, well, you know, if you just work harder or get a loan or get another job. But if we're talking about New Orleans, for instance,
right,
our major hotels and restaurants have furloughed thousands of people. If you're talking about the airline industry, they have already signaled that the Christmas present they're going to give many of their employees is a pink slip.
Well, you know, and it's amazing to say this, but mm-hmm. even in the city of New Orleans, they're talking about furloughing police officers here.
Well,
100 of them, or 90 of them, actually.
Let's be very honest. NOPD has not been treated like a priority, so I'm not surprised. Now, what is surprising is the fact that we aren't really hearing a lot of
Captain, I'm asking you to hold. I'm going to actually hold that thought.
Absolutely.
But I want everybody to tune in to Captain, see how I get in touch with him afterwards. And by the way, a new place I want to recommend to you guys is the Parkview Hotel. You need to check them out. And I'm also doing a live broadcast on Thursday at Signet Landing from 5 to 7. You can come see me in person and be on the show. Stay tuned after the break here with more of me, William Wallace for America. Guest Captain Black talking about what he's doing to help people during this pandemic here on William Wallace for America. A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For
for one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. As I said before, tonight we're broadcasting from the studios at WGSO 990 AM. You can hear me on my podcast at William Wallace, that's W-A-L-L-I-S on the last name, for America. Amazing how many people still type in the wrong spelling. But catch me, William Wallace for America, on my podcast, on my Facebook page, on YouTube, and Instagram, Wallace for America, William Wallace for America. And if you want to be on my show live, I am doing a live in-person show Thursday at Signet Landing on the West Bank in West Wego, on the bayou, out on the deck, from 5 to 7. We're going to do a Facebook live show while we're podcasting, so not only can people see it live on Facebook, but they're going to be able to listen to it on a podcast the next day and the days afterwards. And if you want to be there and have your voice heard, come on down, and I'll put you on a mic live and on Facebook. You get to see it. So back to Captain Black. Captain, how are you? So you're helping people through all of this. How are you helping people? How can they get a hold of you? Because I'd like to point out, and I'll make it really clear, I'm going to jump the shark here a little bit, is that you have this great ability to offer resources and help for people. And I want to point that out because I want you to answer the question, but I want to make it a point so people can know what to expect from you.
Sure. And I rebranded myself American Cougar. And you might say, okay, Cap, what's the American Cougar thing? You know, everybody knows, who knows me knows I love cats. But the American Cougar is the big cat that is native to the North American continent.
Because you want to talk about how much you are for America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the point is, the impact of different policies and restrictions are hitting all of us. Doesn't matter what you look like, how you vote, what you like to eat, whether in shape, out of shape. All these other individual factors are irrelevant. We're all being hit by this, and it's going to take an all-hands-on-deck approach. What I don't hear are a lot of the grassroots. You know, I'm a grassroots motivator, just mm-hmm. like I was a grassroots security consultant. I like working with people side by side, socially distanced now, of course.
Right.
But there's a proliferation of social media, peer groups, and free food and item exchanges that have arisen in the wake of COVID-19. You know, a lot of folks are doing the best they can. Again, many of the people offering resources, whether it's a shoulder or an ear or some food or other items, are themselves impacted. And that's an encouraging sign, because if we're all, you know, hunkered down in our domiciles,
yeah,
X number of people are going to fall into mental illness. X number of people may even harm themselves or others, and we're starting to see a rise.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, we pulled up an article that talks about how suicide is up anywhere from 1% to 145%, depending on the character of the category.
And as I interact with folks about this over the months, I tell them, "said look, this whole American Cougar concept, I'm clawing back too. You know, I'm not sitting here in Valhalla somewhere, you know,
on a stack of money."
Like, not like you, William. I'm here fighting the depression, the dislocation, and the very grave concern, just like everybody else. And really, it's going to be grassroots solutions that are going to help maintain people until the powers that be decide to do whatever it is they're going to do. And again, one thing I don't do, we're not going to debate whether or not the virus is virulent or isn't. The policies that were put in place to address the virus have very real impact that none of us can debate.
So if somebody contacts you,
yes,
you're going to be able to show them resources, maybe offer them, I don't want to say counseling because that's like a technical thing you have to be licensed for, but because you're clawing your way back also, you're going to show them how to get back on their feet just by just some common sense. But sometimes people just need a friend.
Well, that's it.
And sometimes people don't want to go to their friends or their relatives because of, for whatever reason. And
judgment. Again, I keep stressing, it's not your fault, but it is your future. And a lot of folks are feeling ashamed. They're like, man, you know, if part of your identity was you got up in the morning, you looked in the mirror and said, I'm such and such, the fill in the blank. Well, now that blank is literally blank. And the shame, the feelings of inadequacy,
yeah,
that you're letting down your family. And again, for the folks out there who are parents or who are taking care of older parents.
If somebody wants to tap into the resources you have or to be able to have someone like yourself, coach them, we'll say, just coach them. So not counsel, but coach them through these hard times. I know that you offer some sort of an assistance, you know, for that. How will they get a hold of you?
All you have to do is type in American Cougar USA, and you'll get either my Facebook page or my Instagram page.
Okay.
Or my Twitter page.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I have as many pages as you, but I'm getting there. And again, it's not your fault, but it is your future.
And you're going to help people navigate through that future with coaching.
I caution. We're going to try.
We're going to try.
Because first, you've got to help the person unpack what he or she has been going through for months of gambling on whether or not he or she is going to have income, whether or not he or she is going to have a roof over his head, food in the refrigerator. You know, let's see where the person is, assess where the person is first, then see whether or not they'd be receptive.
If you don't have the answer, you're going to be committed to that person helping them find the answer
for
them.
Absolutely. And sometimes, particularly in situations where the rules are changing every 5 seconds like this one, the answer is, can we just tread water together until some sort of clear way or clear path presents itself? Again, this is a new environment, and it's very clear that the persons who are regularly paid and employed, and of course I'm not talking about the Congress, but I guess I did, they may not be feeling the sense of urgency that the rest of us are, and that's why grassroots solutions like this and others are so important. Because for a lot of people, they feel like, hey, I'm in this by myself. I don't know what's going on. I'm losing my mind. You know, I went to the food bank. I mean, think about it. We've had more people go to food banks.
Yeah.
In this few months.
You yourself have a system where you were raising money to be able to buy Subway cards to give out to people.
Yeah. Well, initially to homeless people. But I can't tell you the number, and I call them the housed but hungry. You got a lot of folks who have a roof over their heads, but they have empty refrigerators because they don't have steady income.
Right.
This is the landscape, and these are the challenges that we have to address on the grassroots.
I love it. We're gonna talk more about that when we come back here. But before we go to a break, I want to talk about this. Is that it's kind of like what I'm trying to do with small businesses and what I'm trying to help people right now. I have, you know, in the beginning when all this happened, you know, there was motivation on how to help businesses, and now people have kind of forgotten that. But we got to be reminded that now's the time to get, because they start as of tomorrow. They're talking about closing down restaurants. We got to start doing more takeout again. We got to start finding ways to help businesses navigate the next couple of months of this rise of COVID. All right, we got the long break here at the bottom of the hour. Everybody, stay tuned with me, William Wallace for America. Again, Thursday, 5 to 7, it's Signet Landing. I'm going to be live. Stay tuned after the break. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5000.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. The first round of Pfizer COVID vaccinations continues, and Governor Edwards says the state will receive 39,000 COVID vaccines this week and another 40,000 next week. He says the Moderna coronavirus vaccine, which is up for FDA approval this week, will be available for Louisiana nursing home residents starting December 28th.
And I think now 100% of our nursing homes have contracted with either CVS and Walgreens to go in and administer these vaccines.
And the number of COVID patients hospitalized increased by 70 today. The Louisiana Attorney General is warning residents about an increase in porch pirates. AG's office spokesperson Emmy Fusan has a few tips for making sure your Christmas packages don't get stolen this year.
Ship packages to work or use that ship to shore option. This allows for the packages to be picked up and not left unsecured. We also suggest for people to sign up for delivery alerts.
And that's news for the LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
Ugh, I'm in a jam. I waited too late to pick up a holiday gift for my boss. Any advice?
Why, certainly, sir. Holiday scratch-offs from the lottery.
Great idea. Thanks.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a special gift for my ladies. You dig?
Doug, might I suggest holiday scratch-off from the lottery? Your ladies will love them.
Thanks, baby.
It's the holiday scratch-offs, holiday gifts, snowball bucks, and stocking stuffer. Win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
There's more to sugarcane than just a crop in the field. Louisiana's sugar industry generates tens of millions in tax dollars every year. That's income to pay teachers, educate our children, and maintain our roads and bridges. Sugarcane supports more than 16,000 jobs, and Louisiana's cane families continually give back to the communities where we live, work, and play. Louisiana Sugarcane, making life a little sweeter, naturally.
Sugarcane, sweet sugarcane.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June.
Hey, kids grow, and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, we're back on WGSO Studios tonight with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America. Again, you know, if you go to my podcast at William Wallace for America, Libsyn, you know, iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, any podcast player that you follow, you can hear my last podcast that you will not hear on the radio, which is about the 2020 election fraud. And it's not actually what you might think it's about, even though it kind of gives away a little bit. I think that in it I speak to some Democrats and Republicans especially about some things that are going to result from this election if we don't correct it and make it right. And again, I get tired of just hearing move on. And back to what we're talking about today with Captain is businesses helping businesses. I mean, we're going to have to start preparing for this because they're already saying that we're going to shut down bars again. And everybody's affected, Captain. I mean, the cruise industry, the hotels, even though we still see some people in some hotels, I've got a new a friend of mine that you'll hear more on the station at Park View Historic Hotel on St. Charles Avenue. They had one guest the whole week. Whoa. But she's keeping her doors open to employ people and pull money out of her pocket. And, you know, it might be as simple as, you know, going and spending one night there. If you've got the money, you know, take your significant other on a date and just spend a night. Even though you live in the city, maybe just go stay the night at a hotel to have a special night is something that we could do to help people.
And that's something that needs to be stressed, that a lot of small business owners are actually going into deeper debt so that they can keep their staff employed. Because the Christmas present for a lot of people, you referenced hospitality, cruise ships, airlines, and then
bars and restaurants,
and then every other type of ancillary support service. Their Christmas present is going to be, maybe you'll have a job next year. See you later.
Merry Christmas.
Don't slam the door.
How can they get a hold of you? Because you gave me a term. What's the term that you used? You're not doing counseling for people.
It's peer support. I mean, once again, we're all in the trenches together. I've got over 20 years motivating people mostly toward creating safety within their own belief systems, but now we've got to try to literally generate not just motivation, that's step one, but action. What can we do? What's your background? What might you qualify for to help you get some type of assistance if that's what you need? And for most people, that is what they need until we can start seeing some right sizing in the economy. It's not the old days where you give somebody the speech, well, you know, if you just pull your pants up by your bootstraps, then you'll be all right. Well, no, we're a little bit beyond that because we used to complain in the old days about how the government interfered with your ability to make money. Well, literally, the government has interfered with our ability to make money. And for most Americans, you only had $1,500 or less in savings. For most Americans, you don't have a trust fund that you can dip into.
Right.
Your 401k might be exhausted. If you have any type of medical issues, maybe you're on Medicaid,
so
maybe not.
This sounds really technical, Captain. Mm-hmm. You have advice to help people like that, though?
Yeah. I mean, the point is we can point people toward resources, there are no guarantees whether or not they'll be able to get anything from those resources, because funding, this is the end of the year, for instance.
Right.
So funding is already.
You may be able to help them at just simply being a peer, someone who's gone
through
this. You may be able to help them at no charge. You might be able to help them other ways that they don't even know about right now unless they contact you.
I mean, again, I just started this concept in November.
It's amazing because I followed you. That's one of the reasons I brought you on.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched you go from security consultant, which you've done your whole life,
mm-hmm.
and you're still going to do to some extent because security and public safety is your passion, but you love helping people, and you've always done that.
And the point is mobilizing people. The core principle behind the security consulting and now the pandemic depression work is mobilizing people to do something for themselves and not wait. Again, I'm not speaking ill of Congress, but Congress has not passed a stimulus package, and we're in desperate need of it. That's a nonpartisan statement. I'm not getting on
who's right or who's wrong, who you love, who you hate.
Yeah, I'm not getting on Mitch McConnell. I'm not getting on Nancy Pelosi. The bottom line is
it's not done.
Yeah, Republican, Democrat, or independent, you're going to have some capital to make up for the economic crater in your pocket and your bank account because of past and, as we see starting possibly tomorrow, current restrictions and shutdowns.
And while it's not the guys in D.C. doing all the shutting down of local businesses, it's more of the local elected officials, that's what you're showing people how to deal with. Cam, we got somebody calling in, Matthew in Metairie. I want to bring Matthew and Metairie on. Matthew, what one question do you have for Captain or say about this? We're making our questions and answers short tonight because we have a lot to get out. But what you got on your mind?
Well, I don't actually have a question for the captain. I mean, he's saying it. It's heartbreaking. It's crushing. Depressing. But what I have, I heard this on the Rush Limbaugh show, but he didn't give a source, so I couldn't share it out. But he said that, and he found his timing very suspicious. According to the AMA, they're saying you can prescribe hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of the COVID-19 safely. It will not cause a giant crater in the ground.
So the hydroxychloroquine works, you say, right?
Hydroxychloroquine, yes.
Got it.
The AMA now says it's fine. Go ahead and prescribe it. It should be perfectly safe.
All right. With Matthew, thank you so much for the input. I appreciate your call. Well, Captain, you know, he likes to respond about that because he said there's treatment for people who get it, so we don't have to worry. But there's actually new hope with the vaccine. Even though some people are skeptical about the vaccine, it is giving some people hope.
I think it's fair to comment that politics has reared its ugly head because the therapeutic that he just mentioned, hydroxychloroquine, you know, before, we'll just say, a certain election, you couldn't say that and be denounced. Now, it's being offered as, you know, we've got to get politics out of this, because the bottom line is we're not talking about imaginary suffering. We're not talking about theoretical hardship. The working class and the middle class of this country have been brought to their knees by pandemic policies. It does not matter whether you think this is the Black Plague returned or whether you think it's just the flu. We know what the policies have done because we're seeing it, and many of us are experiencing it firsthand. And
correct.
We have got to help ourselves through this. That's why I started the whole American Cougar thing, because the point is, I want to do my little part because, and I always stress this to people, some of us have got to survive this process. I've lost 3 friends to it.
I had
people sick. But suicide is what took 3 of my friends.
Yeah, I had another friend of mine from high school. Her husband killed himself, and it wasn't to show how it affects people. He maintained his job.
Mm-hmm.
He had to work from home, but he was a very social person. Used to being at work, socializing, would go to the gym afterwards, socialize, and those 2 things got taken away from him, and that led to his suicide.
And that's another part of the mental health dimension. A lot of people, like, you know, I'm a hermit and a recluse. You know that. I don't mind spending months or weeks by myself. Now, for well-adjusted people, that becomes extremely stressful. And for some, it can lead to very dark places where self-injury or even injuring others are possibilities. A lot of people are very social and they need to be able to walk around and see other people, and those options are greatly reduced in this new landscape.
Speaking of this new landscape, you know, it's funny, we don't like to talk about politics as much during it. However, politics is really the main thing that's fueling this. You know, it's if it was just a pandemic and people were getting sick and dying, but then you inject elected officials mm-hmm. who want to control as it is and take away freedoms as they like to do.
Here we go.
Then that now comes into where the people are forced into depressions on some of them. The people are forced into being inefficient. People are being forced into having to stay home and some of them slip into depression. And that results to being able to control people better. That's not conspiracy thinking. That's not me saying, oh, you know, I'm, you know, tinfoil hat, whatever.
What,
that's just reality for some people.
Try walking into your friendly neighborhood pharmacy or fast food place without a mask on. Yeah, it's not conspiracy theory. They're going to stop you at the door.
Right.
You might get in a fist fight.
But here's what I want to point out too, Cap.
Go ahead.
This is something to point out to people. And I want the one thing I've noticed, talking about a loss of freedom and liberty, is that, you know, I'll agree with that you want to get your temperature taken or however. But I'm noticing more and more places you go into, they got the facial scanner. And everybody just walking up to it, immediately going, oh, my temperature. But it is a facial recognition scanner, and it scans your whole face under the guise of just taking your temperature.
And I'm sure that database for your image will include access to your local state and municipal or parish law enforcement database. If there's a breakout,
it's coming. Catherine, we're going to talk about that more when we get back from our break here with me, William Wallace. William Wallace on WGSO 990. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. Welcome back, everybody, with me, William Wallace. broadcasting tonight from WDSO Studios. So when we left, I was about the facial scanner. And, you know, some people go, oh, that's a temperature taker. But I always say, look, it's you walk up to these things now, and it records a picture of your face live in action. And, of course, it tells your temperature, too. But to me, that's just something else that is eroding our freedoms and our liberties. I mean, I know it's coming. China has it, you know, but.
Time out. Anything coming as China has, we should be very, very wary of.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. Again, if it's taking your picture and it's got your face and we know you have a driver's license or an ID card, it's going to be matched with a database at your local parish, county, mm-hmm. or state, or maybe even federal level. If there's an outbreak or any other reason for inquiry,
yeah,
they'll be able to say, he was at such and such restaurant. If you pay with a debit or credit card, that'll be documented. I know here in New Orleans, hint, hint, places are supposed to ask if you're going to dine for your names.
Right.
For tracking purposes. I'll just say this. Some do, some don't. That's, you know, up to me.
So this creates another level of stress for people too, Captain, because people are aware of it. Some people don't care. But there's many people that, you know, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed people, you know, going, gosh, I have to put my name down. It's a stress point. So that's another added stress on people's minds that they're having to deal with, whether it's facial recognition, temperatures. You know, I mean, I understand the common sense part of it, mm-hmm. you know, but again, between job loss, their friends losing their job, they're losing their jobs, economy's down, rules, regulations, fear, this is all playing a part on people's psyche.
Again, bingo. It's very hard to have high morale among large members of the population if you feel like you're isolated like a prisoner of war, you have become almost bankrupt through no fault of your own, and if you go out to a venue to maybe get something to eat, or I don't even know, sports bars, I guess.
Right.
We still have those, correct?
Yes,
okay,
I think so.
Okay.
But you can't, go ahead, finish your thought.
Sure. Now, you have to provide either your name or your face gets scanned, or maybe your temperature gets taken. Just depends on what the individual venue's policies are. For a lot of folks, this becomes part of that psychic burden that you referenced. And peer support, somebody to talk to, somebody who will listen to them, somebody who's not going to judge them, can be invaluable.
And they can call you for that, Captain.
Absolutely.
And, Captain, once again, how they get a hold of you for that?
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I think actually we'll have the link to the Instagram here on WGSO's site, American Cougar USA. I'm clawing back, and I want to get you to claw back too. I mean, again, we're all in this. It doesn't matter what your ism is or what side of town you live on.
And I'd like to point out, I'm glad you said that, because it segues into this next thing, is that notice our show tonight that we've done on my show here is nonpartisan. We haven't pointed fingers at either particular party. I mean, the you know, granted, some people will say, well, most of the people that are taking away the rules, you know, making the rules and regulations, taking away freedoms are of a certain party. Actually, they're not, because the COVID knows no party right now.
Absolutely.
And the other thing to point out is that both people on all parties are affected by this. We are simply pointing out things that, hey, the average person doesn't care what party is causing the stress or what party is trying to help or what party is trying, you know, what party is the reason for that psyche, you know, that weight on our psyche. The average person just wants to know how to get through this.
Absolutely.
And they're looking for help. And I'm glad you're offering that, and I'm trying to point out for people that can reach out to me, you know, to help with how I can help with their business to help promote them in bigger ways too.
Because one concern that is being discussed with the advent of the vaccines is, well, will Congress use this to either reduce the amount of a proposed stimulus package, or perhaps not offer certain services, saying, well, you know, we have a vaccine, so if you get vaccinated, then you'll be able to go back in the workforce. People are concerned about having to show a vax card.
Like China did.
Yeah. Once again. Every time you say China, I put up the timeout symbol.
Yeah.
The world's largest totalitarian power anything they do, you need to look at very carefully. There are no best practices.
Kind of ironic that a disease, mm-hmm. a virus that came from China, you know, to infect us, is also infecting us with lots of other things that we don't want, like the facial recognition and possible, you know, people keep talking about they're worried about having mandatory vaccinations.
And since we're on the theme of China, here's China's COVID response. Way back in the early days when a lot of us were looking and said, oh, wow, what's going on over there, overseas? Well, Wuhan, the city where this allegedly occurred, they locked that city down. They were welding people inside their homes. People were being dragged off the streets. Again, a society like that should not be your source of best practices. They've had facial recognition technology for a long time and no due process. So if, you know, they decide that they're tired of you telling people that they need to be concerned about the shutdown, you could be snatched for that.
If politicians can scare us enough, and let me say politicians, there's a lot of really good politicians out there, and we're lucky in Louisiana to have some really good elected officials. We're not talking about every politician. You know, we kind of know the ones that are overreaching their boundaries, and I should probably do a show on that.
Absolutely.
Because we've got elected officials here in Louisiana especially that are fighting for people's rights constantly, and I want to point that out and make that clear. But in general, you know, there's a lot of there's many elected officials that are using this as an opportunity to, you know, scare people to react in such a way that later down the road they could scare you in other ways
And even if they're well intentioned, once again, back to the original premise, economies are not light switches. From the first big shutdown to every subsequent smaller shutdown or restriction, that is costing people the ability to keep roofs over their heads and food in their stomachs. So whether it's a power grab or well-intentioned but destructive policy, this is what we're dealing with, and this is what you, through your business support, me through my peer support, this is what we have to do on the grassroots level until whatever normalcy emerges. Because again, I don't think we're going to be able to go back to the old days. A lot of institutions are not there to go back to.
Right.
And as you referenced, we're about to have another series of shutdowns here, possibly.
Starting tomorrow, they say.
Yeah. If that's true, particularly with the added psychological burden of Christmas coming up.
Right.
Christmas, Hanukkah, even a non-religious occasion, Kwanzaa, if you observe it, and New Year's Day. A lot more people wondering how they're going to feed themselves is going to have definite negative impact.
And particularly here in New Orleans area, you know, nationwide, a lot of businesses, you know, just kind of get along during the year. It's Christmas that really brings them into the black. And then, you know, and where they're making money. And here in New Orleans, you know, the restaurant business, you know, kind of picks up around October. And then starting, you know, then they got Christmas and holiday. And then, of course, Mardi Gras. Captain, 10 seconds, parting thoughts, how people get a hold of you for you to do your peer support. And they're going to make an announcement.
Folks, it's not your fault, but it is your future. Let's claw back together.
And they can find you on American Cougar. Everybody else, this Thursday from 5 to 7 at Signet Landing in West Wego. It's right by the boat dock where all the you know, where the boats come in and where the shrimp boats are and where you get some fresh seafood. Signet Landing, I'm doing a live show. If you want to be on it, come visit me out on the dock, out on the deck, and you can comment, come on the air on Facebook Live, I'll be, and I'll record it as a podcast. Come on the show. Be a part of it. Love to see you. Signet Landing from 5 to 7. And you'll be a permanent part of my show, William Wallace for America, after that. Thank you, everybody. Tune in.